Huh?
Oh, he's moving. Doctor!
What's going on? Why am I in a hospital?
What do you remember?
The last thing I remember is drinking 12 bottles of Mountain Dew and then nothing.
Mr. Pilker, I don't know how to tell you this, but you've been in a coma for 13 years.
Oh my God. Everyone I know is dead.
That's not true.
Well, I guess I gotta call my wife.
There's a phone over there.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I have to get a doctor.
Hello? Hey, sweetheart, it's me. Dan. Your husband. Rise like Phoenix, scourge of Halo 2, inventor of the Crouch Stand teabag? Yes, that Dan. Oh, I want to see you too. But listen, it's been so long, I need to get my head on straight, so when you come up here, could you bring me my PS2 or Xbox? Maybe even my GameCube? What? Oh, wow, you're kidding me. Of course I want the new systems. What are they? 4? Oh, man, I missed out on a whole generation. I got a lot to catch up on. Whatever, just give me the 4 and I'll catch up on all the PS3 games that way. I can't? That's cheesy. Well, still get me one. I want to play all the PS exclusives, like Grand Theft Auto or Metal Gear or... Well, that was stupid. What about Jack and Dexter? Ratchet and Clank? Siphon Filter? What? Okay. Then just get me the new Xbox. What's that called? No, the new one. I already have the Xbox One. Right, but... No, I have the Xbox One. What I want is the new one. The third one. So it goes Xbox One, Xbox 360, Xbox One again? Is there a new Halo on it? Not even close. Okay. So what's new about it? Oh, no way, I can talk to it? Dope. Any cool games using that? No games. Well, why not? Well, if it doesn't work that well, why'd you even tell me about it? We just won't get it. Wait, you're not making any sense. Why would I have to buy it if there's no games and it doesn't work right? Well, this is crazy. I don't even care what system you get me at this point. You said Metal Gear's for both. Just get me that on either. One big long mission? Short mission. Well, what does EGM or GamePro say about it? What? What the hell is going on? No, I gotta do something about this. I gotta make sure that people know what's going on nowadays. I gotta start the world's greatest video game podcast.
And that's exactly how it happened.
It feels so good to be back.
It's me, Mario.
Groovy.
I know all the games.
You game.
Finish him. Everybody back again this week. A Squad, longest intro in the game. Rise Like Phoenix, your host. With me, Giant Shock.
Sitting shoddy like always.
Novus Redemptor.
What's up?
And for those of you just tuning in last week, new to the show, Max Barracuda.
Back and in good health.
This week on the show, I'm super excited. I'm taking another test, and I am very impressed with the Jeopardy style. You got to see it. Giant Shock's coming up with it, board and everything.
Probably put that up on the Facebook.
Did you?
No, you should take a picture.
Yeah, I will. I'll totally do that.
Yeah, we should probably pause later so I get the camera.
Yeah, okay. We can pause later. That's fun. All right, what's new? Smooth. What's everybody playing this week?
Oh, man. I just played a little bit of Worms on Novus's show, and God damn if I didn't win.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Jesus, I mean, it was just like it was that back in the day, true. But even better.
I mean, it wasn't exactly like it was back in the day. I would say 90% of the time I'd win.
It's like I never left. It was pretty intense. It was, I mean, I gotta say I'm the king of worms.
Boo! Boo! Rubbish! Filth! Slime!
Alright.
Yeah, I played a little bit of worms. I'm gonna probably play some more worms this week because next episode of Recreational Warfare?
Yes. You have no idea how hard I'm gonna practice this week.
You better. That was a poor show and you got beat by a flamethrower.
Sudden death. I'm not, you know what, watch it. Actually, Novus, you want to plug it?
Yeah, my Let's Play series, Recreational Warfare, it's on my YouTube channel under Adamant's Templum. I think I posted it once on the A-Squad Facebook page. I'll do it again. But basically, I do a Let's Play series, certain games, certain days. The first one for the Worms game, probably going to come out next Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Be there. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, totally skip that one, but we're going to do it every week.
I'm sure it'll be linked up to our Facebook page, but I will be getting that up by then.
Yeah, I'm probably going to cut out the end.
That and I played, I was playing a little NBA 2K. I hated the game at first because I couldn't play with my friend co-op in the season mode. I like to retract that. Xbox One is just hard to deal with, and I had no idea that like you have to sign in to your like my friend couldn't be a guest. He had to sign into his name, and then basically that's how we could play multiplayer in a season. And
dude, you think it's hard for you? It's hard for me to adapt after that coma.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you have no idea. The internet is huge. I mean, you were like, oh man, GamePro, IGN.
It's crazy. Michelle Trachtenberg, who knew she was going to be such a hottie?
Oh, she was smoking there for a little while. Yeah, man, so that's what I was playing this week. I'll let it go to Novus.
No, you said NBA 2K, like 2K14?
Yeah, not yeah, like yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, yo, man.
I dusted off my fucking, was it Dreamcast? Yeah. And
this rookie Kobe, he's going to be, he's going to be good.
He's going to be a great player, I feel.
I was wondering what all that random noise was. It's big thinking. It's thinking. I haven't been playing too much different this week. I continued more of Last of Us, played a little more Final Fantasy XIII, so I'm trying to finish it so I can get on to the next one. And I was playing, I don't know if anybody knows, but the singer, leader guy of GWAR died earlier.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
If you guys have ever played the Beavis and Butthead video games, they're basically all around, based around going to one of their concerts. So I was like, oh man, I haven't played that game in years. So I just whipped it out and started playing that. So
if I remember in that, I had the Sega Genesis version of that, mm-hmm. and I was able to collect everything and do everything, except eventually I hit a wall in the Sega Genesis game. I couldn't never get to the GWAR concert because there was always something I couldn't get or something like that.
The Genesis one is a superior game, but it's a little bit harder because it's one of those things that you can revisit all the stages and find shit. So you hitting a wall does sound possible.
There is no wall that you hit harder than Bart's Nightmare. Game over.
No, you just couldn't do the last Maggie stage.
I'm talking about roaming the streets waiting for a paper.
No, I became an expert at that game, and I could do that whole game except for Maggie's. You had to each
the Temple of Doom thing.
Yeah,
right?
You could do each. You have to do each. That shit was rough. Each thing three times, right?
Right.
I was able to do the first two Maggie ones. Could not finish the last Maggie one. Could never get to it enough to memorize the whole pattern to get through.
I never played that one. That's Super Nintendo, right?
Dude. As far as the Beavis and Butthead game,
Bart was better.
Virtual Bart was pretty cool.
It's the same kind of game, but you didn't have to walk down the street waiting for papers.
Right.
Was as far as the Beavis and Butthead game go, this was like pre-internet, so like when I hit a wall, I looked every week and every month, I should say, in GamePro. I just was like, nope.
Oh, around the room, what was your magazine? I know we all probably had them. GamePro?
It started off the Nintendo Power, and then I eventually moved on to GamePro like in middle school. Like,
I think that's the same case with me.
Same thing.
I did Game Players. No one else did Game Players because it was weird as shit.
When did EGM come around, too? Because it did that for a while.
I guess an EGM guy because I went to GameStop once.
You got the free.
I'm talking Game even back too, then.
So. Oh, that's what it is. Game Informer. I went to GameStop. Yeah. They were like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, whatever. Here.
Here's
my credit card.
A cool magazine, at least. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I have the internet. By the time that comes to my door, it's like this information is like 2 months old.
Dude, Game Players back in the day was good, and then it got really fucking weird. Like, they pretended that it was like they had their own religion going on.
Maybe a history of gaming magazines next week, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be nice. Possibility. Anyway, Max, what are you playing?
Finished up the Stick of Truth.
Nice.
This week. Thanks again for lending that to me.
No problem. I just lent it to Arise now.
While I was out of commission last week, it was good to just lay on the couch and look for Chin Pokemon and shit.
Chin Pokemon.
I will say, really super funny game, great game, awesome story, glitchy as hell though.
Are you gonna want to get all the collectibles or just plow through the story and you're good?
No, I did it all.
Oh,
all
right.
Just you got to be careful because if you do a mission, if there's certain areas that close down after you do a mission there. And okay. If you don't find the stuff that's there, it's gone forever and your whole game is screwed.
Do you get anything for collecting? Like, for example, in the open world Spider-Man games that I love, if you collect the comics, you get faster webbing and so, you know.
No, you just get achievements.
No, you just get achievements.
Ah, then I'm just going to plow through the game.
You get the Chin Pokemon so that the Chin Pokemon company will friend you on Facebook so that you can get all the Facebook friends.
No way.
It's There's just
no
a snowball.
Right. No, but when you're playing the game, it's not that big of a
task. It's not that hard.
It's not a big task.
I thought you get all the Chin Pokemon to reveal the evil power.
Oh, that's that is true.
Deep cut.
Wait, but the Chin Pokemon, are there going to be like over 100?
No, there's 30 of them.
There's 30.
All right.
I just want to warn everyone playing, save often, because this game locks up and I got a game breaker like midway through the game. I was headed up to Canada, and normally you just go up to Canada and you have a passport and you go right in. Mm-hmm. My parents were mysteriously there and they grounded me. And then the only way out of my bedroom was to go to sleep. But then your mother's in the doorway, and she looks like she's talking to you, but her mouth isn't moving. And she shuts the light off and shuts the door, and the camera can't leave the door. It's just locked on the door.
I never came into too many glitches like that. The biggest glitches I had were the dubbing a lot was off. And
I had that too.
A lot of times I would like go into somewhere, and it would just take forever to load.
I also had whenever I tried to load up a magic power, you know, the magic wheel.
Never did that one.
Which was just farts. Whenever I'm trying to switch farts so I could get something, it would freeze the game up entirely.
Ah. So you know what? I'll find out when I get my 360 operational again. I have it upstairs just to watch movies and shit. But
save often, because I have to do like 4 hours of gameplay over again.
Okay. I never had that problem. My big problems were just that I didn't have the knowledge to like explore the areas fuller
while
I was there.
Like the clothes.
You had a definite advantage.
When you're on the spaceship, when you're in the abortion clinic, when you're in, you know.
Yeah. Like, just a little advice. I was like, just explore everything while you're there. Like, it was such a big.
The second you get a friend request, friend request. Yeah. Don't wait.
You'll never get it back.
Some will go away.
They'll all go away. Anyone who asks you, like, for help, you don't help them, it's just over.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. I'm playing the new Metal Gear game, like I told you guys I would be.
Playing
30 bills
beat
worth
it already.
It was 30
is
bills.
Is it worth it?
He was playing.
It is one mission.
No. So no.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. It is a giant leap for the Metal Gear series being a giant open world sandbox, but it's not like I haven't seen open world sandbox stealthy before. I mean,
well, stealthy, like Assassin's Creed is like the only one I can really think
Assassin's
of.
Assassin's Creed is what I was thinking too.
I didn't play Thief, but I imagine Thief's kind of got to be like that.
No, no one played Thief. the old Thieves were sick, and yes, it was kind of like that. Metal Gear was kind of, I don't know how to describe it. I guess it was kind of linear, but at the same time, small open world things.
It was not open world. It was like tiled.
Right. Okay, that's a good one. Pathway, tile, maybe. Mm. But now they open it up, and it feels to me like I know everyone's going apeshit over the game, like they love it. But to me, it feels like I've seen it before. Like they're like, "Oh, look, we're open world now." But I've played Hitman, I've played Assassin's Creed, and at this point in open world games, if Snake can't run up the side of a wall, like
Jackie Chan.
Well, no, like in the Assassin's Creed game. If I have to find
he don't move like that.
No, has to find specific boxes to climb up on and stuff. And I mean, he is really. I mean, he's a diesel dude. He should be able to do a little jumpy jump.
I mean,
and
I agree with you. Like when Assassin's Creed came out, and they introduced like the whole kind of parkour move style, like where how you move.
That's it. I need to see that from now on.
Yeah,
kind of.
I'm not trying to like navigate my way through a 10-foot wall.
And as far as the story goes with Metal Gear, I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but you know, I read some books and this and that, so I'm not adverse to following a storyline. But I've never been good at following the Metal Gear storyline.
Nobody
line,
is.
You know?
The people who make the Metal Gear storyline,
like,
can't follow.
Right. So when we get there, and he's like, "Oh, you know, you have to take two people out. That's the whole mission. You need to evac two people." And this one kid is, there's a girl and a kid. Girl got tortured. Kid's listening to it on a cassette tape. Like, he recorded it, and he's listening to it over and over. His friend get tortured. And then he's got, like, this port in his chest that was obviously badly put in there. And every once in a while, he plugs his headphones into that. But they don't explain why the fuck he does that. Like, he just does that, and then he goes right back to the cassette tape of the woman being tortured. And then eventually you evac him. You grab the cassette tape to listen to it. You hear her getting tortured, and your buddy that's in your ear is like, oh, it sounds like a chopper. So you run over by the chopper, and she's
pretty
much
out. Is this a prelude to the actual game that will be coming out, or is this just like
it's a prelude. It feels like it was a...
Well, it takes place after Snake Eater, right? You're not Solid yes. Snake.
You're Big Boss. You're Big Boss. Yeah. So, I mean, it's good. The storyline is convoluted.
Now, do you get anything off when you buy the... Like, let's say you digitally downloaded this, obviously, right?
No, I bought it on
or did they give you a disc. Code for maybe, like, if you digitally download it, you get something off of the game when you buy it, or no?
No, it's you just... don't get anything off, but you get extras. They haven't explained what the extras are yet.
You're going to get some big... was it Solid Snake skin? You're going to get, like, Meryl's bandana.
I mean, I don't know what Akaton's, I'm going to get. But
Akaton's
I mean,
fucking, was it?
Otacon?
Yeah, Otacon's fucking...
Pocket protector?
Pocket protector.
Right, I see you gesturing to your chest. That's okay. I mean, I'll play it. There's not a lot for the Xbox One. That's probably the only reason I picked it up.
You know that, like, in the future, they're going to package the two together somehow, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Again, it was pretty cool. You can tag people. I'm not a big fan of tagging people in stealth games. Like, as soon as I see you with the binocular, I know what your movements are from across the entire board. You're still that same little arrow. I really don't like that. I think it's like a cop-out to make it a little easier. But
is there a multiplayer to this at all?
Not to this one. There might be to the new one. I doubt it. But
are you going to be really pissed off when you buy the new one and they give you that little add-on for nothing?
No. It is what it is. I'm having more fun watching the internet's reactions to the game. Like, people are finding ways to find this game useful. Like, they, for example, put everyone in the base to sleep, carry them onto a big pile, put C4 on one guy, wake him up. That guy wakes all his buddies up, and then they, you know, they blow him up.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Right. I mean, the internet's going wacky with what you can do in the game, but still, it's not much. It's not much of a game. It's not a game. I wouldn't even call it a game. I'd call it an add-on for a game that hasn't happened yet.
It's part of a game that's going to be included in a game bundle down the line.
Right. Okay, so that's what we're playing. Let's hit the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
All right, so before we get into all this VR badness that's taken over the world for the last week and really irritated the shit out of my newsfeed, let's hit something a little lighter. Call of Duty destroys yet another life. Norwegian teen Heinrich Eindahl, 14 years old, he was playing Call of Duty in a LAN party in his school, goes to the cafeteria, collapses. Turns out, kidneys failed him, slipped into a coma for a little bit. When the doctors checked him out, he had 4 liters of energy drink in his system.
I told you that's just no good for you, Pete.
Four liters. For people who don't know that in American lingo. Yeah, two soda bottles. You know those big soda bottles soda at the pizza parties? He had 2 of those.
You know what's funny, though? Again, it's the kid's fault, but on the side of an energy drink, it says you shouldn't consume more than 2 of these a day, and we're talking about the 8-ounce ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is called natural selection.
Okay, so here's the only reason I brought it up. Because, I mean, that's not much of a story.
4 liters of Monster doesn't get to have kids.
But he said that he was doing a 16-hour Call of Duty marathon.
He should have been trying to get a girlfriend.
At the LAN party at a school. Now, what kind of kick-ass schools do Norway have where they allow 16-hour LAN parties?
Where is this again?
Norway.
Norway is weird.
Norway is awesome.
We talk about it all the time on the other show. Norway's like,
free fucking two liters of fucking energy drink and LAN parties at your school?
But I mean, how was it even open for 16 hours for him to do it unless he carried the party to his school? And you would think, in my mind, I was like, maybe he's an honor student and he was allowed to. But honor students aren't drinking 4 liters of energy.
Yeah, they gotta stay up. They gotta study.
I guess.
They may have just generally different schools.
You trying to get all that extra?
That is crazy business.
Bro, it was extra XP weekend. All right,
he got a lot of XP.
We all been there.
The big problem here, though, is again, it's a Call of Duty related thing. Like, that is the face of gaming right now. It's like kids who are drinking fucking 4 liters of energy drink. That is what people think of when they think of gaming right now.
I think that's the public face to non-gamers. I think gamers are shying away from Call of Duty. I think Call of Duty is becoming like the Twilight book.
It's the public face. That when you say games now, you know, people will, like, if you look at the face of gaming now, that's the kind of thing that comes up, you know? Like, whereas, like, a lot of gaming is now becoming, like, you know, a lot of storage and stuff.
Yeah, saying that gamers like Call of Duty is like saying, you know, film students love Transformers.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But also,
I didn't really get that one.
Meaning that if you're a cinephile, that your favorite movies are Michael Bay movies.
Right, okay.
No, they're the big loud ones that everyone goes to.
Right.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because gamers do love Call of Duty. It's a huge franchise.
But I'm not a big fan anymore.
I hate that series.
You don't have the new one. You don't have the new Call of Duty.
I do.
I have Black Ops.
Black Ops 2? You didn't get it for Xbox One?
Yeah, I got it for... Well, not for Xbox One. I have it for the other one.
You got Ghosts?
No, you have Black Ops.
I have Ghosts.
I have Black Ops 2.
My point is, not every gamer loves Call of Duty, but Call of Duty's the game that non-gamers go to.
I think it's still
I think it's still opposite. I think that all the gamer
Oh, you are wrong.
The multiplayer kids, that's a game of choice, I think.
People I know who don't play any other game just play that and maybe GTA.
Right. That's what I'm saying. People who are dipping their toe in the water of gaming are playing Call of Duty.
Wait, you trying to say that the people who are like... not like full-fledged... I'm saying that they're full-fledged gamers in the sense like that they are like all they do is game, but that's the only game they do play. But you're trying to say that they're not gamers because they don't take in the whole spectrum of gaming.
I'm saying the most casual of casual gamers.
But they're not casual. They're super hardcore because all they do is play that game.
My brother doesn't play video games. He plays Call of Duty. He has a system to play Call of Duty once in a while.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't... I think that people who are gamers are playing other things, trying other genres, or kind of shying away from the over-the-top Call of Duty world.
I hate, and I always said that when we started this podcast, I hate it when somebody's looked down upon for what, you know, so I'm not looking down upon, and I know you're not either, on someone who just plays Call of Duty, because I hate that. I hate people saying, oh, I'm a bigger fan of this or that, or like, oh... You know, what's your favorite baseball team? Can you name 10 players? I don't like that shit. But, yeah, I mean, the nonchalant gamer, I'll agree, is Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's just the...
It's just a fact.
It's the people's game. It's the game that everyone goes to.
Right, anyway, this 14-year-old
blockbuster.
Kid.
But one thing to that, though, is, like, again, that's the public face of things. People think of that now when they think of gaming. They see the violence of it. And yet, behind all that, people have this argument of whether or not video games, the stories and everything... is art.
And it's like, oh, brother, I actually have a story about that at the end that we're going to discuss. So I mean, save that, pin that,
okay,
put a pin
gonna,
in
I'm
it.
I'm going to hang on to that because I got some venom.
Okay, all right. So let's hit this next story, which is convoluted, and then we'll hit that one, okay?
Yep.
So earlier in the week, I was actually going to talk about, for tonight's show, how Oculus Rift and Sony have been kind of eyeing each other for a little while. They've been kind of looking at each other, and it felt like Oculus Rift was going to go with Sony. Like, Sony was going to pick it up. So then, all hell... I actually wrote it down. I was like, I was going to discuss this because I know they've been having meetings. All hell broke loose this week. Turns out Sony says that they've had a VR helmet in the works for 3 years, which is total bullshit. They definitely have not been working on that for 3 years. I mean, come on. So anyway, they came out. They said that they have a new, Where is it? I wrote it. There we go. Sony unveils Project Morpheus. There we go. Sorry, they have numbers.
Project Morpheus.
Yeah, their VR helmet is 1080 pixels, 90% field of view. It's got an accelerometer and a gyroscope sensors, just like gyroscopic sensors. Sorry,
what's an accelerometer?
Accelerometer. Oh, accelerometer is it feels the velocity of you turning your head so that it works with it. It's also got 360 speakers so that if you turn your head, it'll actually come from the back to the
If you turn around, the noise in back of you will be in front of you.
Yes.
All right. That's actually really cool.
It is cool. It also works with the PS camera and the Move. The only thing that I found about the story is they said, yeah, we've been doing it over 3 years. And I was like, no, you haven't. That's not true. Why? There's no reason that you've been having these meetings with the Oculus Rift for the last 2 years that I've been watching closely, because we all know that I have always wondered where the Oculus is going to go as a platform.
Well, they could have just been hanging on to it until now when everything's going VR. It could have been like, oh, well, I guess since everyone else is doing it, we might as well unveil our stuff.
But they've been having meetings with the Oculus folks, you know?
Wait, I know you mentioned Oculus Rift several weeks ago on the show, but are people going VR all of a sudden? Like, I've not.
There's VR madness.
Yeah, like everything. Yeah, it's going to be the next thing.
I mean, we've all been looking at it. The headset hasn't changed since, like, the 80s. Remember? In the 80s, the virtual it looked the same fucking shit. I finally want to see it.
Again, I am not a huge fan of VR. Like, I remember it in the
90s. I want to see it work.
It's like one of these things that's flawed that's never going to be that great.
The thing that I was more impressed with last week that didn't get a lot of play is the Sony eye tracking, if anyone saw it, which might come into play with the VR helmet, although they haven't showed it with the VR helmet. They showed it while they were playing Infamous Second Son, and that is, if you wanted to turn left or right or focus on something, the camera was actually watching your eyes. So if you look to the top right and had Cole... I haven't played the new game. I don't know what the main character's name is. But when he shot, he was just shooting at the enemy you were looking at.
Mm-hmm. So it's like one of those... They incorporated Stephen Hawking technology finally into a video game?
He finally gave it up. You know? He probably stopped...
Hogging it off.
He stopped hogging it. You know? No, but I was actually excited about that. But... To move on, then I wrote a little story. I was like, hey, you know what I'll discuss on the show? Maybe Oculus will go to Xbox. Guess what?
Nope.
It didn't. Facebook just bought Oculus Rift for $2 billion.
And I heard today their stocks went down like 7 points.
Right, because they just flushed $2 billion down the toilet. I mean, what are they going to do with it?
Virtually see my farm? Like, what
right,
the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
No.
Minecraft, the creators of Minecraft already said that they're bouncing from it. Yeah. Actually, they were going
to
do it.
Do you get to go to like Hot Girls Facebook pages and ogle them though? That could be a thing for fucking creeps.
That is not.
I mean, you can do it anyway.
No, I mean like 3D ogle them though. I mean,
stick
like,
your nose in your computer screen. Who gives a fuck?
No, we don't want to make that any easier for these fucking creepers.
You get some real creeps going on there. Like, right. Virtual reality.
Now we could really examine up close and personal the food that you posted a picture of. All Hot Girls. The picture of your kids. And the Hot Girls that you're going to be a creep about.
Obviously, they don't have to do it just for just because the Facebook Corporation bought it.
Facebook already put out a thing.
I can get a 3D view of my friend's dinner.
I know.
This was all over Reddit today, so I was reading some things. I don't have it in front of me, but basically Zuckerberg was like, this is the next generation of social networking. Now you can virtually step into your friend's life. You know, you can enter their house, or you can put on a helmet.
I don't see that happening. I was hoping that they were going to take it. I mean, Facebook is a direction, at least. I mean, Oculus Rift has never had a direction to go towards on what kind of gaming they're going to be.
Well, my friend made tacos for dinner. Baby, hand me my VR helmet.
I just popped on Reddit, and I had a headline here, in an effort to stay relevant, MySpace has just purchased Virtual Boy off eBay.
Nice.
They are the ones that are...
They're going cheap on
the
eBay.
Leading the way in social media.
See, if... It's good that it's been bought out by Facebook and they have put a lot of money toward it. So I want to see it happen, regardless of if it fails or not. But I don't know. Just Facebook.
What's gonna happen?
Facebook owning
it
sounds weird. And I like the fact like the whole thing with the Minecraft thing is funny. It's like I think the guy who created Minecraft basically said Facebook freaks me out. So no.
Right. We're not doing this. He was actually thinking about he was telling the line, which would have been a big deal for Oculus.
Yeah.
They're not, I don't think they'd ever make more than $2 billion. I don't think Facebook is ever going to make their money back for $2 billion.
They probably won't. Again, I don't want to be a cynic, but I have a feeling that this is going to be another little failure. It's going to be cool, but it's going to be a failure.
Of course it's going to be. I mean, everybody already has Facebook. You guys win. Go home. No, I'm just talking go
about,
home.
No, I'm talking about this Oculus Rift, the VR. But
that's what I'm saying. What is it going to do? It's going to bring people to Facebook? Everyone already has one. You win.
Well, the thing is that maybe they're joining the console game or something like
it's
that.
It's like watching Colossus nope. work out at the gym. You won, like, bro.
Yo, man, I want to get virtually involved in this girl's duck face.
Right. Right.
Oh, shit, look at it.
I'm telling you, they already said this is going to be used for social media.
This is crazy. That's crazy.
Like Facebook is
they want to use it for social media.
Well, as cool as virtual
reality. They want you to literally live through your friend's eyes.
I don't like cursing on the show that much, but this is a big fucking waste.
No, as cool as virtual reality
could have been. Giant waste.
No, there's just a collective fuck that. That's it.
Right.
As cool as virtual reality could have been, the way that they're going to do it on Facebook, it couldn't be any cool. Unless Facebook becomes a video game medium somehow.
It's already doing with Farmville and all that bullshit.
Not fucking Farmville.
But that's right. But think about it, though. That's one of the more popular games for like every single...
I don't think it's that hot anymore.
Imagine with 3D farming. You'd be almost like real farming. Like,
right? Those free games and ones with the microtransactions, they are like the big ones against all demographics.
Mm-hmm.
So, again...
Whatever sexual games are out there are going to boom.
Of course.
Right.
But
I mean, yeah.
Nice.
I personally, like, I want to see VR become a thing, but, like, until it becomes, like, who saw the movie Gamer?
With Gerard Butler. You want that?
Until it becomes that level, like, not obviously not
that is, like, total recall, bro.
No, but, like, but not controlling a real person, but I'm just saying that, like, your every movement does something in the game. Until VR becomes that, I can see it just kind of puttering along until it gets to that point. Otherwise, it's not shit.
The show knows I'm not a hater, but VR is never going to be any cool. It's a cool idea that's never going to pan out.
Until it's crazy immersive, it's just, extraneous.
Right. It's definitely got to jump all the way in. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of getting my feet wet with VR.
Yeah. I don't want to wear a fucking helmet for the rest of the gaming.
I would go to a VR booth, whatever, the simulator, if I could just be Superman, and you just zip around, like they have like made fans blowing on you. It would be cool just to do that.
Look, man, I've went to VR stations in the arcades and stuff, and when you put on that mask, the only thing going through your mind is, oh my god, a million people have worn this mask. This is fucking gross.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's something that you'd much rather to own because of the grossness factor of that.
Right.
But that's why it's so impractical. Okay. There's no real way you could play a game and have it be fun for everybody. Because you have to have your own individual want. It's flawed.
It's too much, and Oculus being bought by Facebook certainly is...
That's a nail in the coffin of VR forever for me.
I think so. Okay, so next story, and I want to read this in its entirety before we start making comments on it.
Is this the one that for me?
This is. So new video game research done by Ohio State University suggests that video games can make you racist. And not multiplayer like we're all thinking. We all know what we're thinking.
Is the South saying this?
Okay, all right. Well, Ohio.
Well, I have a feeling where this is going to go, but go ahead.
Okay, so let me do this. This was another curse-worthy story. So they took 126 Caucasian students, 60% males, and they let them play Saints Row 2. They let them play for 20 minutes and gave them the choice of two different avatars. The clothes were the same. The white avatars were given conservative haircuts and the English accent, if anyone played, it's a proper accent. Mm-hmm. The black avatars were given the same clothes and cornrows and inner city accent, and they were given two different tasks, one violent, one non-violent. Whoever chose the black avatar, it was slightly higher that they would do the violent mission. They also asked a bunch of questions after the game was over, racist questions. Well, racially loaded questions, like if they worked hard, this was one of the questions, by the way. If they worked harder, minorities could be just as well off as whites. Yes or no? Now, here's my thing. That question, you can't answer right. You can't answer yes. because it sounds racist, you can't answer no. Because then you're going to be like, no, they can't ever be as well. Now, I hate these fucking bullshit things that say gamers are more violent or aggressive or it makes you fatter or incapable of even the slightest bit of empathy. And, I mean, this is such a bullshit study, and it was on my Yahoo. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. First off, you gave these guys cornrows in inner-city accents, even if you gave it on your white character. Then of course. I mean, come on. Am I right?
I don't think it makes you racist.
Of course it doesn't make you racist. These guys set up this fucking test just like they always do.
I think they're just reaching for this connection. I do feel strongly about like how minorities are represented
in multiplayer.
In real life in America, and it is harder for them to achieve greatness than it is for like a white person. I mean, for more of that, see Politwits, I should say.
Okay.
But in general, it's a stupid study to do video game like logic on real life feelings towards people in general. It has nothing to do like the people. You could just say the same thing like, oh, I picked the gangbanger because the game is about being a gangbanger, and so yeah,
my guy was always the hardest motherfucker in the world, in Saints Row.
So I really have to feel it's about the gamer. Yeah, I want to be the fucking hardcore saint, like the black guy, because that's the most. It's not going to be the white guy who's going to be the more hardcore.
Is that racist?
I was the white guy's not nearly as hardcore as the black guy.
I was a white dude in a dress, so that people would say stuff to me.
Whenever I play a game, I always play as the girl.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's just what he's about.
Right. I'm just saying, like people always said, like, want to pick something that's more to, like, more related to them. They want to pick, you know, the male character, the tough guy. That's why, like, a lot of people tend towards take the X-Men. Everyone likes Wolverine because he's the tough guy.
I like Nightcrawler.
Okay. It's different. Lesser known.
Main team, I like Gambit because that guy is suave.
Just because.
I like Deadpool.
Well, he's fucking cool. Deadpool. Like, take the Ninja Turtles. Everyone likes Raphael because he's the badass.
I like Michelangelo.
I like Donatello.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know,
Leonardo for the purposes of this podcast.
when you're young, you tend towards the characters that you want to be, and then you just kind of pick the characters that you would. you pick the characters that you would want to be, or that are more closely related to yourself or what you want to be. And it's just...
These studies make no... I mean, like, I hate that. All these studies. You know the only studies I do like, and it's not just because I'm gamer? I like the studies that say that it helps you with problem solving or being observant, hand-eye coordination, or because those are based in fact to me.
Whenever I hear these stories, I picture, like, the 50s when you see the preacher smashing the Elvis record because his hip wiggling was leading to, you know, sexual thoughts. Sexton? Or the book Frederick Wortham's Seduction of the Innocents, where Batman, because he had Robin, that meant they were turning your kids gay.
Beatles are bigger than God.
Beatles were, you know, responsible for all sorts of the world's problems. It's just the same thing. Whatever the new medium is, somebody's going to find a reason to jump on it and blame the world's problems on.
I certainly do think video games as a form of media, they do help develop children, to me anyway, because it's the only form of media, and I'm just saying reading or TV, and you know, everything has its own purpose, but it is the only form of media that I see that makes you learn and pay attention. If you don't learn how to do something, you're just not getting rewarded with the next board. You can't get past.
Mm-hmm.
I've read books where I'm in the middle of it, and I'm like, you know what? I've been reading too long. I don't even remember the last three chapters. I'm just plowing through it. I've seen movies that I don't remember the plot to. The game, you have to. You have to pay attention.
Yep. And in this case especially, it was such a stacked deck.
That was, I mean, when I read that first question, I was like, 20 minutes that's terrible. On this game.
You know, with also, these ridiculous you know circumstances.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
One test, right?
Yeah.
One group, one thing.
Right.
Now, I've been through psychology, like my degree is psychology. I've been through a lot of stuff about repeating tests and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They basically say that don't count anything like that as fact or anything even remotely important unless you can recreate it over and over and over with the same exact setting. Right. So one study doesn't mean shit. And it's just, like, again, stack deck, dumb questions, It's just
it bothered me that it was on the front page of
Yahoo. Well, I defied them to do the same study, but give the black character the British accent and the, you know, the conservative haircut, and give the white guy cornrows and a gangster accent.
Yeah, because I think it's bred in just culture that whatever it's going to be, the hardcore gangster.
The guy who's acting like a gangster is going to be your gangster.
No. Yeah. No, because
I think
the white guy could be looking like Jamie Foxx to you, while the black guy could be more hardcore. I think in general, as a society, we feel that. I
disagree with this.
No,
yeah, I disagree with that too.
Wait, well, what?
The more the tougher individuals, probably the black guy, especially in that street environment.
No, I think it was all the way he was talking.
Yeah, not if his hair is properly coiffed and he's speaking like a professor. You're gonna go with the gang banging white guy with the cornrows and the grill.
Did you know, Pete? I don't dress like this. I'm a real G.
The characters they
put in the show, it was the weather guy,
Al Roker.
Al Roker.
But the characters they put in there are just straight up stereotypes of white and black people. That's part of the problem.
All the study proves is that you have to spend all of the money you are granted to do your studies, because they ran out of things to study upon as far as, like, I guess, social behavior, and they were like, look, we have a couple hundred extra dollars, let's fucking do this study, because basically we have to do it, or else we won't get the same amount of money next year.
It was just so irritating to me.
If you pop it on Yahoo and on the front page, you'll get a whole bunch of clicks, and people will read it because
you might get more funding, right?
You're fueling the witch hunt.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there is a witch hunt.
There's a religious witch hunt.
No, because it's like there's a witch hunt from the people who want it to be a witch hunt. I don't think that the general society goes. They want video games to be like softened.
Logical society does not want a witch hunt.
No.
Right.
There's a crew of people that are that are maybe Bible thumpers or whatever, that they want
witch hunters.
Witch hunters.
Right. Oh, you mean the people that drowned witches?
Literally, right. Their descendants.
Burn them.
People in Salem are ridiculous with video games. They hate them. No, but in general, there's a group of people that want to like blame all their problems with their children. Like, oh, it's the people who, when the kid who went to that school in Connecticut with the AR-15, if he was playing Grand Theft Auto, and he was listening to Marilyn Manson, that has to be why he did that. It's not because he
was that woman's
wrong.
A witch.
Yeah, it's not because he was raised wrong, or he had access to guns, or any other million factors.
Know what? Do a study about show people news articles and say what is to blame here. Do a study on that, because we'll see where people think blame goes, and it's like, you're not thinking hard enough here.
I think the problem is that admitting that you're like a hardcore gamer, or even maybe just a regular gamer, isn't socially acceptable enough. You don't know. President Obama could be playing video games, but he's not going to come out and be like, yeah, I really like that new Grand Theft Auto. Nobody's going to do that, because it's seen still kind of as a childish pursuit.
I see it being more acceptable.
I see it as being more acceptable, but at the same time, you're not going to see President Obama come out.
I bet you
are. I like the new Grand Theft
Auto. There's a lot of things that Obama wouldn't come out and say he likes.
He's doing Jimmy Fallon, and he did Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
Well, that was because the way America is, and we're very uneducated, I feel, that he had to go on that show to get his point across about his healthcare system.
To the youth.
No, you're right. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, he has to be pop culture savvy. I think he made an Iron Man reference in one of his things. He's like, yeah, we're building Iron Man.
Every,
no,
every year
maybe.
He does the brackets for ESPN. Just to make himself, I guess, he loves basketball, but he makes himself look hip to the young crowd.
Social
and
media president.
Cool. I feel that our generation's president, when I say that, I mean when we, there's a president that our age.
Right.
He would have been a gamer, or will maybe game a little bit.
Frank Underwood's a gamer on House of Cards. He's a senator and a vice president.
Yeah, but when you look at Kevin Spacey playing games, he's not playing.
He's not playing. No, he's mashing a controller with his
Another thing that irks the hell out of me, when there's a guy playing a video game in a movie or a TV show, and they're sitting there and they're pushing the buttons, and they're not playing. As a gamer, I know they're not playing a game.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't move by violently pressing every button at once.
No, my favorite one, you guys remember the movie The Wizard?
Yeah.
Bill Bridges is playing the Turtles. He's like,
40-year-old virgin. Watch the, how I know you're
oh
a gay
my God.
Scene. They're like using their feet to play Mortal Kombat.
Right.
I always hated when there'd be two people playing a game, but it's clearly a one-player game that they're playing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, dude. Ah, movies and video games.
Anyway, listen to Politwits.
Oh, I didn't get to my point about art.
Moving on. No, all right, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say, some people sit there and argue whether or not video games are art. Video games nowadays are, you know, very, they look very good. They are great stories. They're better than a lot of Hollywood movies. And people sit there and say, oh, that's not art. I was like, a lot of things that are considered art nowadays, I sit there and say, that's not art.
Right.
People consider, there was one thing 2 years ago, that there was like somebody took a dog and starved it and basically photographed it or whatever, like watched it as it deteriorated. I'm like, you call that art, but this thing, this video game that has a story that actually, you know, can evoke emotion in people who are not emotional, you call that, you don't call that art.
Exactly. I cried when Dom died.
Well, that was my point with the movies.
Yeah.
You know, like, 12 Years a Slave is art. Transformers is not art. The Last of Us is art. Call of Duty is not art. It's the same kind of...
Yeah. But
you have your popcorn flick. Well, you have your art flick.
But to be fair, I know people who cried during the Call of Duty, the story mode. I know people who have cried to that story mode.
I cried when I found out Battlefield didn't work.
But
I was really upset.
What I'm saying is, like, the public face of gaming kind of makes people think, oh, the games aren't art. It's like, have you played anything beyond what is the public face?
Right.
Like, again, Farmville.
What's art about that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No one bothers to look deeper. They take it all at face value and go, what the fuck?
Right.
And it's like, no. If you're going to sit there and make that kind of statement, you look deeper. If you're not going to look deeper, then shut the fuck up.
Nice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's time for us, including myself, to take a test.
Okay, but...
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your might.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Dyson's ass so hard.
This is only a test.
Okay, so Giant Shock usually gets beat up on the tests.
I've won.
He's won. But he usually gets beat up pretty good.
He's okay. He won worms, okay?
He's not that type of gamer,
he kicked
though,
that ass of
folks.
Worms.
He's not that type of gamer just to remember the facts that we remember and stuff. He games from the heart. So I decided to throw him the
you
test
know,
this
like
week.
I like the game every once in a while, dude.
I decided to throw him the test this week. He did a phenomenal job. He's got this Jeopardy board in the studio. It is so sick.
Yeah, we're going to take a picture of that later.
I am going to let him take this.
All right, so...
Categories and everything. 20 questions. 400 points, 300 points, 200 points, 100 points. The board is backwards, where the one should be on the top. That's okay.
No, it always starts from the bottom up.
It doesn't.
I've watched Jeopardy like 3 times. All
right. But it is Jeopardy.
The logic of Jeopardy should be questioned, because it should be the top score should be the highest.
If he wants us... to say it in the form of a question, I'll do it.
No, that was going to be my thing. Like,
okay,
I want you to say it in the form of a question. Like,
let's do it. Let's
all right,
do it.
So basically, it's going to be a raise your hand thing. And the way Jeopardy works, you have like, you know, I'm going to give you about 5-6 seconds to answer it, and then it's going to be eligible to steal for the other people. The questions go from 100 to 400. There is a daily double. And
there's
the double, and then there will be a final Jeopardy, right? So
he worked hard on this.
Yeah. There's 5 categories here. I'll read them off right now. There is video games in films, princess babes and bitches.
You definitely made this quiz.
Yeah. That's,
indie.
Yeah.
Okay. Indie! Sports, and my favorite, homies.
So we're going to stay far away from sports.
Yeah. So it's going to be rough.
Okay. So to start off Jeopardy, it's always the first question, and this is a raise your hand thing. Who is Mario's homie that comes in all colors?
Yoshi.
Dan, you get 100 points and you get the board.
So, can I just do 1, 2, 3, and 4 instead of...
You gotta go from 1 up. Like, you could do...
Right. No. What I'm saying is... I'm just gonna give myself 1 point instead of 100.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
You know what you should do, too?
What?
Somebody raises their hand mid-question, you should stop reading the question. Because that's how they do it on Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Gives a little extra element.
All right. So, here, you know what? I'm going to give you a pencil. You want to cross off the ones that we already had? Oh, look, he's got a marker.
He's prepared.
He's on top of it. So, I'm going to go for sports for 100. I feel I'm the only person in the room that has played sports games.
I played sports games. NBA Jam was a sports game.
I've watched sports games.
Oh, all right.
I know sports. Okay.
You got a notebook
sports
and everything.
Sports for 100.
Prepared.
The Misfit Demons, Rad Rockers, and War Slammers all belong to what league?
I knew it.
100. 1 point for Pete.
Nice.
All right, let's switch it up. Let's do video games and films for 100.
All right, video games and films for 100. What was the highest worldwide grossing movie for a video game franchise?
Tomb Raider.
I know that. Oh, no.
Wrong. Anyone want to steal?
5, 4, 3. Resident Evil.
Wrong. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, I don't know. Prince of Persia.
100.
Man, fuck you.
It grossed 330 million.
Why? What? Worldwide. Worldwide. Homies.
That's a lot of disappointed people.
Worldwide, they love it
in Europe. With their white Persian? Fuck that.
All right, Dan, you're bored.
The Prince of Persia.
All right, we're going to go with. Just because I need to know, Princess Babes and Bitches for 100.
Fucking Donnie Darko. Costing me this win.
In Assassin's Creed 2, who was the only Borgia not to get it by Ezio?
Oh, no, I don't know the name. Oh, Claudia.
Wrong. 5.
What? 4. He gave it to his sister?
No, not, I mean, to get the blade, you know, to get killed by.
Not
to catch it, you know. My bad catch it. By, all
right. I don't know her name. I can't think of her name.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was Lucretia.
Lucretia.
Okay.
Lucretia.
Nice.
I know Rodrigo and that chest.
Sorry about that.
All right, so Dan's still your board.
Okay, so we're going to go with. That was 100? Damn,
it's
that was
historical.
That was a rough one.
It's historical.
Okay.
And it's a game I haven't beaten.
Sports, 200.
Man, fuck you!
Let him wear him out.
Yeah, seriously.
Coltrane was a star threat.
This guy! Oh, I don't know.
Yes?
I think you got it first.
So. Oh, well, I mean, too.
Okay, threshold.
No, that's not the end of the question.
Coltrane was a star player.
Coltrane was a star thrashball player for
what
team?
I got it. So I knew that was the question.
Raise
your hand. No. I raised my hand.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Carolina Panthers.
No.
I can't. 5.
I forget. 4, it was their colors,
three,
though. It was light blue.
2.
Something like. 1.
Nope. Yeah. Okay. He was the Hanover Cougars.
Cougars, that was it.
I like how he's keeping you guys to the time. He's like, fuck y'all.
Right.
You are right. Done.
It's good. It's a 20 question quiz.
I think you're still your part,
still
Dan.
I'm still doing it. Indy 100.
Huzzah.
Sorry, it's one sec.
I don't care.
One.
Okay, what was Phil Fish's long-awaited 2000...
Fez.
Danny nice. Gets 100 points. Yeah. 1 point, whatever.
Fez 2 not coming out. Because Phil Fish is a
Danny,
bitch.
You're bored.
Shit. Princess is 200.
No,
that's not a category.
Princesses, Babes, and Bitches, 200.
Oh, okay.
I gotta say the whole fucking thing.
All right, by the way, I haven't been enforcing it, but it's in the form of a question. Like, that bitch, that babe, that princess.
Right.
Okay, in Streets of Rage, who was your ass-kicking chick? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No.
No one gets it. Her name was Blaze.
Blaze.
Blazer and Azer and all kinds of Azers.
Okay, Danny, still your board.
Video games and film, 200.
Alrighty. Remember, form of a question.
This is crazy elaborate. I like this.
I love it.
Should be filming this.
Okay, UA Boll directed the movie Auschwitz. After successfully killing many video game franchises, name three of them.
What is Alone in the Dark? What is Blood Rain? And what is
5, 4, 3?
Oh, shit, I forgot the last one. Okay.
1.
What is Alone in the Dark? What is Postal? What is House of the Dead?
Pete gets it.
Postal was a.
He also did House of the Dead, In the Name of the King, and Far Cry.
He did a Far Cry.
Yeah, that's right. But
are you keeping score?
Two. Yeah, you get two.
I didn't know.
Because every time I look over, you're like staring off.
I didn't know In the Name of the King was a game.
It's based on
it was Dungeon Siege.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right, Pete.
Oh,
you're bored.
let's do
In film for 300, please, Alex.
Oh, you mean it'll make him say the whole thing? Fuck you.
It was really just one of his
adventures. In the movie Super Mario Brothers, what was Luigi Mario's relation to Mario Mario?
Cousin.
I'll give you another chance. In the form of a question.
What was cousin?
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
What is adoptive brother?
I'll give it to Pete. He was not related to him at all. He was adopted, basically.
Yeah, basically?
Yeah, he had no relation to him. He was like his father, his brother, his best friend. All right.
But he had his last name.
Okay. Three. Because he did have his last name. Three. Give him three.
Oh, three.
Pete, you're bored.
I lose it so bad.
Let's round it out. 400.
Shit, three.
Okay, the last one in the category. In the film The Wizard, a teenager, Lucas Barton, shows up young Jimmy Woods by using the Power Glove. What game were they playing?
Oh, fuck me.
What is Rad Racer?
That's 4 points.
It's so bad.
And no one shows up anyone with the Power Glove, I'll tell you that much. All right, Danny, you're bored.
Indy for 200. Derp.
There's a lot happening right now.
There's just put so that much.
There. Okay, Indy. In this Xbox Live game, this Xbox Live game was about ruining your date with Air.
I got it.
What is?
Who got it first?
I don't know. Danny.
What is Try Not to Fart?
Yes.
Right. What was that? How many points?
Two.
Two.
You just like that game, don't you?
You're bored, Danny?
Indy 300.
All right. Since I can't see you guys, just be honest with you. Know, I'm trying to read. Right. Indy 300. In Super Meat Boy, your gal Bandage Girl, gets snatched up by who?
Oh, man. What's his fucking name?
Dr. Fetus.
Give a three to Pete.
Who's that?
Someone's ringing.
It's probably me.
Pete, you're bored.
Babes and Bitches, 300.
Bitches.
All right. Billy and Jimmy fight their way through Double Dragon, trying to save their common love interest.
Oh.
The Bodacious Who. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Her name is Miriam.
Miriam?
Wow.
Marion.
I didn't even know they had a real name.
They do. That's why.
Well, they likely would have fucked it up because it's Billy and Jimmy.
Let's do. I haven't done homies. Homies 200.
My favorite category, homies. He's already got his hand raised. Okay, homies 400. Mega Man's four-legged homie.
This guy.
Who is Rush?
Damn. Yes. Oh, two. By the way, with homies, say that homie is Rush.
Keep throwing this stuff.
I ain't doing that.
Then you ain't getting the point.
Well,
then
you're not getting the point.
You can eat a dick.
Shouldn't for princess would be that bitch is.
What? Yeah,
that bitch is.
Yeah,
no, no, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Then we gotta do it.
Homies 300.
Oh, can you do that in Jeopardy? Can you skip?
Yeah, but you
we just did 200.
We just did 200.
No, that was 100.
Oh, that was 100.
Yeah.
All right, I thought the ice. Can we do a Luigi was one?
Wasn't Luigi the homies?
No, that was just the start off question.
Oh, yeah, that was the figure who went first.
Homies for two.
Homies for two.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Commander Shepard's main homie from CSET.
Who is Garrus?
That's two?
Two.
Man, fuck you.
Homies for 300.
Main homie from
CSET. This COG homie has been leading the way since the beginning.
Me. Marcus Phoenix.
Wrong.
What?
It's not because you didn't say who that homie is.
Who is...
Oh, you got you had your
eye. I don't know if it was.
Go.
All right, who is Dom Santiago?
No,
Colonel no. Hoffman. Who is Colonel Hoffman?
Right, he's talking about Hoffman.
It's Jack.
That's a dumb question.
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
Trick question.
2 points for me. I'm not going to do it. But
no, 2 points for me. Go fuck yourself, Colonel Hoffman.
Hoffman
was never one of the homies.
Finish the
read
category.
The books.
Finish the category. All right. In the Legend of Zelda series. Who is Link's best homie and steed?
Got it.
Who is Epona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, four?
Four. Pete, still your board.
Let's do... All right, so we did all those. Babes and Bitches 400, please.
Okay. Dragon's Lair is a garbage... Dragon's Lair is garbage. But if you stuck around, you find out why Dirk dragged his ass in that castle to save Princess Who.
We did it for a history, didn't we?
I think I have a name, but I'm... Did we lose points?
No. Five.
Daphne? Who is Daphne?
Yes, there you go.
That bitch is Daphne. Four. Your board still, Pete.
It's Stu Indy, 400.
We still have 300, don't we?
Yes,
we
do.
Oh, we do?
No,
just do it.
No, no, he's right. It's 400.
Okay, 400.
Okay, Alien Hominoid was a huge hit on Xbox Live, but Newgrounds birthed this game in what year?
Oh, wow.
What is...
When is...
When is...
Five.
2002.
Dan gets 400.
Ah, nice. Wow.
Dan's bored. We got...
We are trailing, man. Novus and I are tied at 7. Max is fucking killing it.
I think 14 points.
There's two left on sports.
There's definitely a daily double in there, so let's do...
Of course, the sports one.
Right. Oh, dude, I knew that. let's go 300.
Daily double in the house. All right, so everyone... you just bet a certain amount of points. Dan, if you want to
I'm
read
betting
off.
All of them.
How many do you have?
7.
7 points. How many do you have?
7. I think I'm going to bet them all.
How many do I have?
How many do I have?
19.
19.
Bet them all.
I'll bet 7.
Bet them all. Bet them all. Bet them all.
No, I'll bet 7. I'll make it even across the board. 7.
Okay. And the question is, who is on the cover of Madden 25? This is not a raise your hand.
Madden 25, the newest one.
Madden 25, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Reggie George.
1. Reggie George is not a player. You're probably wrong. Okay, Pete.
I don't fucking know.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I can't 1. Even think of anybody.
Pete loses.
No,
5.
Don't, right. Don't even bother.
Y'all lose fucking 7 points, and his name is Barry Sanders.
Wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
All right, so Novus and I are at 0.
All right, Dan. Here, you still have sports for 400. So,
sports for 400.
Okay, Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time.
Correct.
What was the first game he ever appeared in?
What is Michael Jordan Windy City?
Wrong.
What is Chaos in the Windy City?
Wrong.
Don't look at me.
He would have gave it.
It was Jordan versus Bird 1-on-1.
Oh,
1987.
Yeah.
Remember, he wasn't in... any game I knew.
All right, since no one has any points...
He has points.
No, Max has points.
I mean, that could challenge him.
Right.
I'm just going to read the last question for fun. Okay, and just raise your hand. I'm just going to make this worth... How many does he have?
He's got 12 points.
Make this worth 10, just for someone to maybe get 10 points.
Make it 13. That way someone gets
points. Double dare rules. Double dare rules. All the other rounds didn't. Family Feud rules.
Okay, and since all you guys have been torturing me all year, this is a sports question.
Dick.
What game did Jay-Z set the score for in 2013?
He set the score for?
Like the music. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Madden.
No, wrong.
NBA 2K13.
Danny gets it.
Booyah!
13 points! Winner! The winner!
You got 10 points.
Nice try.
13 points!
All right. I don't feel so bad anymore.
I think I pulled it up pretty quickly.
You did. It was nice. It was nice.
I just got one thing to say. I'm back, bitches.
The Jeopardy style definitely favored you, I feel.
Yeah.
He went through the movie one, like, boop, 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 and then right. He was like, whatever, guys.
Well, you know what? You know what? I have a quiz for next week.
The Daphne one really helped you out.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild.
Boo! Boo!
Play the You Idiot one right now.
So this is why Dan hasn't been playing the games all this time.
Boo!
All right, we back.
Idiot.
A couple of... Sore losers.
Yeah, really?
All right, so
So final score, was it Pete with 12, Danny with 10, and Dan with Zippy Zippy?
Yeah.
I'm trying to steal some salt from over here.
Yikes.
Don't touch my salt, bitch.
It always makes me feel better.
You guys did straight up awful in that sports
Where are we at? Right, we're an hour into it. I was going to ask Max. First, I promised Worms history. Max did his homework and found...
Nothing.
Nothing. There's no history.
I found what Dan scored.
Just absolutely nothing.
He found out that Giant Shock is a maniac in Worms, is what he found out.
Nothing. So
you'll find that out next Tuesday.
Yes.
Then we were going to do Metal Gear, and that history splits off so much. Yeah. We can't do it. Can't do it.
Impossible.
So next week will be a history.
Whatever you guys want.
Okay.
History right. of gaming magazines.
Yeah, gaming magazines, man.
Gaming magazines.
Yeah, sick.
Make a note.
Anyway, we've been going for a while. Let's just shoot the breeze.
Let's do that.
We don't got to do something else. Oh, you guys see anything cool this week?
Oh, yeah, man. I want to say right quick that Recreational Gaming is a great website, and you got to go to it and see
Recreational Warfare.
Start hitting it hard next week.
Recreational Warfare. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Danny. Same thing. Is a great website. You should go to it and see the real winner of Worms is Giant Shock over here. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that was a rough one. But I should have those episodes edited tonight, so if you want to see them next time.
By the time this is live?
Oh, yeah, the first one will be up by the time this is live.
On the record, I lost that game on purpose. My man needed a little ego boost.
No, actually, by the time this is live, this will be Saturday, so the new one will be, the episode will be out Tuesday. So
listen to, watch Tuesday.
Watch next Tuesday, which is like what?
On a April something? Non-plug note, you guys see the new Assassin's Creed screenshots?
No, I haven't.
No.
18th century France.
The revolution
Didn't you say to expect that, though? Didn't you give us a whole timeline?
They hinted at it.
You're Jean Valjean in this one.
No, they didn't show the guy's face, but it could be.
I was off air.
Looks like Hugh Jackman.
It's not even like an Assassin's Creed game. It's just one of those like button hit games like Guitar Hero.
And everyone dies at the end.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, I think it's a boring. I don't like it. Coming off of Pirates, that's what you're gonna.
No, do? I think it's kind of foppy, right? Like I don't want to be some dandy, some French dude.
Well, you're not gonna be a dandy.
Well, I mean, maybe a musketeer. That would be cool.
That would be awesome. Right. If you fight the musketeers, that'd be cool.
Yeah, hopefully they're in it.
I was just hoping for something a little more exotic. I mean, we've done Europe already.
I mean, yeah. There's Europe and then there's America. What else are you gonna do?
Do Japan.
Yeah, that'd be
Japan
awesome.
Would be a China. Lot of
do
fun.
Samurais.
Japan. I mean, yeah, you're right. France is going to look a lot like
it's going to be the
Italy.
Same thing as yeah.
Yeah, right. Too. If they're going to go that far east, as long as they don't do it like Turtles 3 did.
Cool. Okay.
Dude, they don't have a lantern that takes them back in time.
Does anyone else think they're going to cheese out and make you the reason that the Leaning Tower of Pisa is?
No, because that was leaning well before that.
That'd I know, be but awesome. They do it. That'd be so sick if you commit like an assassination up there. It's like
that would be dumb as fuck.
No, come on, you just sit there and laugh out loud.
You're dumb like, as fuck.
Why? The whole premise is ridiculous. Like, why can't I have the Tower of Pisa leaning because of something I did in the video game? That'd be great.
Because you don't want to make it more ridiculous.
By the way, everyone, I was just throwing that
That's
out
just
there.
In
Tower
Italy.
Of Pisa is in Italy.
It's not even the right country.
Right.
Well, whatever. I mean, you could run a mission over there in Pisa. All
right. Why not?
Now, if you're going to blow up the Eiffel Tower, like however many movies have, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually like to be in like V for Vendetta England, man, like futuristic England. That'd be pretty sweet.
Blowing up Parliament or whatever.
Well, they've always said they never will do a game in the era of where they have to render cars.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no for the whole series.
Just horses?
Whatever. Well, you can't make it like Batman Arkham City did. It was like, they're all deserted. They're hiding. No cars. Seriously.
Or the new Batman's going to be doing.
Yeah. Cop out.
Everybody's got a garage.
Just hitting blades, guys. Hope you like them.
Did anyone see the Gauntlet trailer?
I did not, but Gauntlet excites me.
It's the original Nintendo Gauntlet, but they're redoing it.
The problem, cool. The problem yeah. with that though is that I prefer Gauntlet 2 for Nintendo than the first Gauntlet.
I mean, it's not balls on. I mean, obviously it's upgraded graphics, but it just feels like with the hordes and hordes coming at you rather than just a couple. Like in Gauntlet Legends, where they'd have maybe 10 guys, as opposed to the original Gauntlet that would have like 50. 10, yeah.
It was. Like, I prefer the second one just because it was a little bit more straightforward. With Gauntlet 1, if you're not paying enough attention, you can end up in a circle of stages for hours, and then go, wait a second, I've done this already.
Oh no, it looks very mazy. It looks very mazy.
I'm hoping that it's a little bit leans a little bit more toward the second one.
Well, it's gonna be fun, man.
I'm hoping so. What's it coming out for?
They didn't say what it was coming out for yet. Mm. You looking at it, Matt?
No, I'm looking at something else.
I'm pretty excited for next month for April. I know that Octodad's coming out there, and I can pick up. I know I've talked about it last week, but I really am psyched about it because I went to the store this week to pick up a PlayStation game to mess with it with. There's like all the games are the same games as the PlayStation 4 except for like one or two.
And PlayStation 4 came out and said that this year they're going to have over 100 games, guaranteed. Yeah. They actually have a list of
them. And how many of those year? Are like? Yeah. Are like Zumba games where like
all of them,
you know what I'm saying? Like these throwaway games that are games, right. But they're not games.
Dance Revolution,
Dance Revolution, whatever.
No, I don't know.
I mean, they're probably gonna be like a handful of good games, but I'm so thirsty for the new systems to. I mean, Titanfall was great, and I'm still playing it, but I really want something more than
meaty, something to show off, right? Because
even Titanfall, it's just a multiplayer game, and I kind of want more than just. That I would like to. I really wanted like a story mode, and then I could, you know, dip into the multiplayer.
Watch Dogs is what we need. We need a giant board that is the entire game. That's just no rendering, no nothing, just beautiful.
When does that game actually come out?
Summer? I think they said May.
May 20 something.
Yeah, they finally gave an actual day.
Yeah,
I know that. I know the show comes out in May. They pushed that back. For more hair on guys, like I guess I don't know.
Oh, that was another thing about Metal Gear. He's got a very matty mullet. Like Snake's always had that mullet, but it's just mats of hair. It's no hair rendering.
I don't know why they ever updated his haircut. Like why couldn't he just not have a mullet?
Well, once they start going into the past, they pretty much have to stay consistent with that mullet shit. But
it's a haircut. He could change it tomorrow. It's not like a scar, you know, where he
his thing. Mullets.
I feel it's a great haircut. Just keep giving it to me.
He can pull it off. He's fucking
tough. I mean, he can pull it off because he's tough. I mean, no one thinks he looks cool.
Look, he's the only person who doesn't have like a weird thing. Like everybody else in the Metal Gear world is like half robot or like has that weird shit in their chest, and they're just like
Marcus Fiennes doesn't have anything.
Give me a mullet.
About Metal Gear. World.
Yeah,
he's talking about that universe.
Everybody's right. Something bizarre.
I think Otacon pisses his pants. That's a problem.
That was his deal. Pisses
his pants all the time. I forgot about that. He did do that.
All
right. Meryl didn't have anything weird about her, right?
I don't know. She was just a picture.
No, Meryl was your chick. Wasn't she in that game?
Yeah, in Solid.
Yeah.
All right.
I had to play that.
She wasn't really part of the squad, like the fighting, the front lines.
Wasn't she in 4, though? As a major character?
And his Patriots? Yeah. Or the one when he's the old one?
Old Snake.
Okay.
Yes.
So I got the collection for Christmas. I gotta start playing that. So
I still haven't played for.
I beat it, and I didn't even remember. I mean, the story again. I mean, I don't press A through cutscenes because I just don't. But
you don't know
if you played the 45 game,
minutes
you
to watch a cutscene.
I don't think any of the games have anything to do with any other games in that series.
Like, they're supposed to.
They're supposed to. I heard that 2, the ending of 2 is so ridiculous that they had to like wrap it up in 4, which was like what?
It definitely was.
Where the president is a blob or something.
Something like that. They basically ended
up girlfriend's crazy a blob enough. And the president's Dr. Octopus.
It was crazy.
I remember was it Sons of Liberty?
Two.
The 2. Oh, that, I mean, it's 3.
Where you were Raiden.
No, Sons is 2.
You were Raiden.
Sons is 2? I'm Raiden.
Right.
All I remember is playing that game. I'm Snake for the first 25 minutes, half hour, and then I'm Raiding the whole game, and that whole game made no sense. And then eventually,
at the end,
I'm naked running around. You're
running around holding your junk.
Yeah.
Like
little Japanese girls are screaming into the cameras. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this game about?
I'm tired of playing games where my character's naked. I played Kane and Lynch 2. I'm done.
They're naked in that game? It's two not naked guys. I'll tell you.
Yeah, those two unpleasant looking characters.
If you played the second one, there's a part where they get kidnapped and they get stripped naked and beating the shit out of them, and they break out and they're basically just running around naked in the rain.
Nice.
I mean, these aren't exactly Brad Pitt and Troy over here. We're not trying to see Kane and Lynch
naked. I made a joke in one of my videos that Kane looks like me in 20 years with, like, you know, this balding, long-ass skullet going on.
Skullet.
Nice.
Yeah, the Hulk Hogan skullet, but longer. You know, that it looks like me.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah.
There's an article I read that Polygon.com. It's called Street Fighter the Movie, What Went Wrong. It's by Chris Plant. It's an awesome read.
Little late though to the party, isn't
no,
it?
No, but they go into all the behind the scenes, like shit oh. you didn't know.
Oh, cool.
And how everything was just a disaster.
Like getting a Belgian to play your that was American.
But see, they explain it.
Since I want to read it, just tell me what the reason was.
Because they didn't make that choice. That was Capcom's stipulation. And as a Japanese company, they didn't know the difference in accents. So they just saw a biggest action star in America.
Oh, he sounds very American.
When did the movie come out again?
94?
He was the biggest action star in
94. One of
he
the biggest.
He was big, dude.
No, not 94, he wasn't. This is like when he did that movie of Rodman territory. This is way, way
well, you got to remember, there's it a little delay in the movies over there, too.
Also, it goes into it in the article, but this is like right in the sweet spot of his coke problem.
He had a coke problem?
Oh, massive coke. He was banging Kylie Minogue on set. Like, that coked night. Out.
Yo, respect.
Disappearing from the set. Raul Julia was in the middle of like stage four cancer. Stomach cancer.
I know
did
that.
Anybody see... Jean-Claude Van Damme had a documentary a few years ago. Did anybody see that?
No.
JCVD?
No.
Yeah.
It's not a doc.
Well, wasn't it supposed to play out like a documentary?
It's a like a mockumentary.
Okay, but was it any good?
I didn't see the whole thing. Okay.
Who wants to know about his life?
No.
But it wasn't real. It was like he's playing the role of Jean-Claude Van Damme, but then shit really goes down and everyone expects him to save the day, but he's a total pussy.
Well, yeah. He's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Of course he is.
He does splits. That's his huge thing. He's like, I can do a split.
And a lot of coke.
With that... let's sign off. Make sure you hit us up on the Facebook. We got a lot of activity over there.
Like our podcast.
Jump into the discussion,
and,
folks.
And get ready for Worms next week, next Tuesday.
Oh, 2 weeks from now, Worms.
Next Tuesday, we'll be posting it up on the Facebook page.
Yeah. All right. So from all of us to all of you, thanks for playing.